This is KUNM. I'm Ty Bannerman. A bountiful wildflower bloom at Bandelier National Monument is drawing some early risers who want to avoid the midday crowds, and the Visitor Center is responding to accommodate them. Starting Sunday, the Visitor Center will open a half hour earlier at 8:30 a.m. Acting Superintendent Dennis Milligan said that will give staff more time to hand out information on trails and safety. The Southwest has been inundated with rain during the monsoon season, bolstering wildflowers. Mariposa lilies, harebells, and shooting stars are abundant along trails like the Cerro Grande and Alamo Boundary at Bandelier. Monument officials say the massive wildflower blooms should last for several more weeks. They say visitors should feel free to photograph the flowers, but don't pick them so that others can enjoy the view. Two lawsuits accusing an investigator in the state public defender's office of sexual harassment have been settled. The law offices of the public defender agreed to pay $345,000 to resolve the lawsuits filed in 2019, the Albuquerque Journal reported. Neither the office nor the investigator admitted liability as part of the settlements. The agency has locations around the state. The investigator used to work in the Las Cruces office. Laura Schauer Ives, an attorney for the plaintiffs, said Monday that her clients are hopeful the culture in the public defender's office will change and others will be spared from similar treatment, including retaliation for reporting harassment.